Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen, because every day more revelations come out than would come out in a year when I first got on air 18 years ago. I mean, it is all just coming out in the open and really making so much of what I talk about passé. But it's not passé because people are now getting, whoa, this is real. And so some people are trying to rationalize in their mass Stockholm syndrome what's happening because of their learned helplessness. And because they don't believe they have any power, while the rest of us are really going, man, how deep does the rabbit hole go? And I'm here to tell you, my consciousness and my limited cerebral focus cannot even image the hundreds of thousands of admitted tyrannies that I've researched and documented and others have documented. I can only focus in maybe on 50 at a time in my mind. Most people can't even focus in on one. And it is truly information overload. And when you know what's going on, you realize how naked the establishment is in their brazen, craven sneakiness and deception. I mean, it is just naked. Let me just give you some of the headlines here that are coming up. FBI director admits domestic use of drones, as if I need him to tell me about admitted programs. Now, is there an apology to InfoWars.com, to DrudgeReport.com, when the White House-run Media Matters and others ran with national stories, got picked up by the AP a few years ago saying we made it up and that there are no drones domestically, even though we had mainstream articles where it was happening around the country? They came out and said, we're liars, it's not true. Kind of like Rachel Maddow said that I said Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma City, and they're still running that every week, that lie. Lying to their pathetic audience. They do have a pathetic audience. It's the pathetic nabob rubes begging to be enslaved by the ultra-Hitlerian fascist of the New World Order. So here is the article, FBI director admits domestic use of drones in front of Congress yesterday. Michael Hastings, the one that did a real investigative report that brought down McChrystal, Rolling Stone contributor, dead at 33. He died in a car wreck. and there's some real car wrecks. You could believe that if it wasn't so many investigative journalists committing suicide or murder suicide or falling out of buildings or getting hit by cars or anything else. So there's that article. Rolling Stone reporting. Michael Hastings, Rolling Stone contributor, dead at 33. Continuing with some of the headlines, Ron Paul, dollar will collapse, gold will go to infinity. And Ron Paul is joining us here about 25 minutes from now, so we're going to be asking him about that. That story just went live up at InfoWars.com. And he said that yesterday on CNBC. Ron Paul, dollar will collapse, gold will go to infinity. So those are some interesting headlines. And then here's another one. This is out of Bloomberg, and it's reporting on a Harvard public health school long-term study. Autism tied to air pollution, brain wiring disconnection, and guess what they found it was? Mercury. But being government financed, they're going to say it's diesel fuel that's very low in mercury instead of what's in the food, in the water, and what's being injected in people. So I thought we'd go over that as well. That's just some of what's coming up here today. And Miss USA, as usual, is pushing the NSA worship police state. So stay with us.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth? You've got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is unrest all over the world, from Turkey to Brazil, against big government and the police state. We're going to be breaking all of that down. The FBI director has admitted to Congress, which was already going on publicly, a massive drone program going on, spying on the American people, but he whitewashes it and basically says that it is no big deal. We've got Congressman Ron Paul joining us in about 25 minutes from now. Then we have the comedian Tom Mabe, who went out with a boom microphone and would stick it in the middle of people's public conversations. And when they got mad, he said, I'm the NSA. I mean, I'm already spying on you. Might as well just go public. He's going to be popping in with us. And then Janae Girard, one of the main plaintiffs, who's been on before in the Supreme Court case over patenting of genes via breast cancer treatments. She's going to be in studio with us, and she's a survivor of that and one of the main plaintiffs. So that's some good news. We're going to be talking to her in the last 45 minutes of the broadcast today or so. You know, I just can't get over mainstream news headlines yesterday saying Congress to have hearings on your cable box watching and listening to you. Is it a good idea? It's already going on. So, see, we've gone from, man, that's that crazy guy 15, 16 years ago, to, oh, yeah, So we're watching you and listening to you. What's the big deal? I mean, it's for your safety, and I've got some clips coming up in a moment at the Miss USA event with the winner promoting warrantless DNA taking and the other ones being asked about NSA saying it makes them feel safe. Please listen to my phones. Such as South Africa. I mean, it is just absolutely over the top, and that's why they've dumbed everybody down. And guarantee these people have rot holes in their brains from the fluoride and the mercury. We're going to be going over all that. And when Ron Paul joins us, we're going to look at dollar will collapse. That's what he said on CNBC last night. He's joining us. He said gold will go to infinity, that's his quote, and beyond, to quote Buzz Lightyear. He didn't say that. He said we'll go to infinity is the quote. But they're just going to slowly collapse the dollar from what I've seen. And they're doing it. I mean, inflation is just unbelievable, but you have deflation in wages. So it's hyper-stag inflation is what we're going towards. And they're now getting ready to blame Bernanke. You're seeing all the articles that he's the ultimate lame duck and that, you know, there's the big drama. Will Obama pump up? You know, give the orders to Bernanke to pump up the economy more with the fiat currency that still causes inflation, or will they slacken it? On and on and on. And even Obama and Bernanke are just puppets, very high-level puppets, but they're still just gophers, still just puppets. But that Ron Paul video and that article that I think is extremely newsworthy is at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, dollar will collapse, gold will go to infinity. So that is coming up when the congressman joins us. We'll get more in-depth from him, the former congressman, Dr. Ron Paul, kind of the omnibudsman of the Liberty Movement. Let me, before I get into NSA stuff, there's a bunch of big developments there, cover this first out of Bloomberg. Now, again, the average person reads this, and they think, oh, good, they're admitting it's toxicity in the environment. So that's a good thing. A lot of people think, but what they're doing at the UN and what we've caught the EPA doing, testing on college students, is they're artificially pumping in 100, 200, 300, sometimes 1,000 times the particulates. There was a big case in North Carolina of this secret testing into the test subjects' workspaces to then get readings to say that all particulates out of a combustion engine is deadly poison, when most of what comes out now is harmless. And again, I want to move away from these technologies. The problem is the globalists aren't going to let us do that. They're just going to tax the daylights out of it. So they're spinning all of this and saying it's only diesel engines, but you read the study, it doesn't even say that, that are causing us to go from 1 in 25,000 in the Western world in the last 60 years with autism to 1 in 50. And the article says that. It's now about 1 in 50. And it's not overdiagnosis, folks. The kids, that they don't even call autistic. I mean, you go to a restaurant, you go to a play, you go somewhere. The kids look like they're walking dead, most of them now. You can try to avoid these poisons all day and still your kids are going to have health problems because they're now second generation in all this. Children grew up with totally dirty coal plants putting pure poison into the air for the last 200 years, 170 or so. Now they're completely clean with scrubbers. Only carbon dioxide and water vapor comes out. They're trying to blame that now. They have dirty ones in Mexico and India and China, but not here. And I'm all for them being clean. Now they want to even tax the carbon dioxide to make all our industry move to China where it's dirty, where the globalists have their investments. But the point I'm getting at here is the particulate levels are much lower than it used to be. You can look at the studies. I mean, I've seen photos from the 30s and 40s and 50s in New York and Detroit and Tokyo where the skies were black with all the stuff coming out of the factories. And people had a lot of mental illness and a lot of madness and violence because of the mercury and the lead in the air. It is literally, you look at the studies, thousands of times lower than it used to be. So the claim that factory particulate and car particulate is causing this is balderdash. You can look it up. I study this so much that I look at this study and I know it's bull. Now, they say the main thing is mercury in these kids' brains and mercury in the mothers. Now, where do you think you're getting mercury injected directly into your blood, and why does it hurt the boys? Why is it, what is it, a 15-fold, 16-fold in the U.S.? Boys ratio, girls that are autistic, girls have a thicker blood-brain barrier. Girls are tougher. Any doctor will tell you. A woman comes in with 5 gunshot wounds, she lives. A man gets it, he's dead. Men die 7 years earlier on average than women. Men are physically stronger, but they're not as tough as women. It's a scientific fact known for thousands of years. The issue here, you chop a guy's arm off, most of the time he ends up dying if you think of a tourniquet on it. He goes into shock. Women can have limbs severed, and they'll just go sit down, and then they'll stop bleeding because they're designed to be able to have babies and go through a lot more trauma. But let's get into this article. Autism tied to air pollution, brain wiring disconnection. Researchers seeking the roots of autism have linked the disorder, there's thousands of studies on this, folks, to chemicals in air pollution, and in a separate study found that language difficulties of the disorder may be due to a disconnect in brain wiring. Researchers at Harvard's University Public School of Health found that pregnant women exposed to high levels of diesel particulates, they're doing it to them, or mercury, were twice as likely to have an autistic child compared with peers in low pollution areas. The findings published today in the Environmental Health Perspectives are from the largest U.S. study to examine the ties between air pollution and autism. 1 in 50 U.S. children are now diagnosed with autism or related disorder, and it goes on. It's soon going to be 1 in 15, then 1 in 5, and then soon half of us won't be able to tie our shoelaces. And then, of course, we'll have to euthanize everybody. That's why they're now announcing, hey, let's just euthanize the autistic kids. Hey, all the women are all getting breast cancer? Don't find out why. Just cut your breast off. This is how they're medicalizing everything. This is their admitted plan. Bertrand Russell, Club of Rome, go read it. 60 years ago, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, how they would toxify the environment. With binary weapons, they'll have the cure for themselves and then suck everything out of you with treatments that just kill you slowly. And then as soon as they've sucked your money out of you, they've got it all actuaried out, what treatments to do to make sure that you get every bit of money out of you before you die. And that's why they have government health care telling the doctors what to do to carry that out. But if you're an insider, I mean, look at Dick Cheney. No one lives 2 years with a bionic heart pump. I mean, he lived a record time, and then he gets somebody else's heart and looked great on Fox News this weekend. The guy's had like 7 heart attacks. Reportedly drinks 2 bottles of vodka a day. Stuff like that in the past. Why is he still going around? Because he gets the life extension, ladies and gentlemen. You don't get it. So I'm going to explain something to you. There's less particulate in our sky now. Actually, aluminum's up, everything else is down. Aluminum and barium, because they're spraying that. But everything else is way down. Look it up. But they don't care, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to tell you it's that, to blame it on that, to wonder why everybody's becoming brain damaged. You take your kid in for the 3rd round of shots, 18 months, that's the average. They have a convulsion on the spot. You better hope they do. The cops are going to say you shook their brain and try to take them from you. If they don't have the convulsion, they're at the hospital, and they'll still try to blame you there. Look at cameras and say you beat them, because there'll be blood on the brain from the autoimmune response in your boy. Just brain damages your girl, but not as bad. You go into the 3rd round. Most people you talk to there have autistic kids. It happens 3rd round, sometimes 2nd round. And, they just can't handle it. They're giving them hundreds of times what an adult can handle, and they've lobotomized your child. Now they're saying it's mercury. Now, what's in the vaccines? Thimerosal, mercury. Thimerosal, mercury. So here it is. And David Knight, actually working with a libertarian investigative think tank, before he even moved down here from North Carolina, was helping investigate this, including undercover type stuff. We've broken it on the air about secret testing on people with 100 times to 1,000 times the particulate level that's safe to create these false readings. To again, blame particula, not to actually fix the environment here, to shut off our industry. So they're going to use, and we've already predicted this, all the brain damage to be, it's going to be blamed on the combustion engine. And I'm not saying it doesn't add to the poisoning. The GMO, the shots, the pharmacological pesticides in the stuff, all of it is linked in rodent studies to autism. So that's big news there. Also, urgent action alert. EPA about to raise allowable concentrations of glyphosate on food crops, edible oils, and animal feed. 1 part per trillion of that doubles your chances of breast cancer. They're putting, in some cases, thousands of times higher in there. You like dying, you're going to enjoy this. We're going to come back, get into the whole NSA situation. Stay with us.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
The Senate bill allows 46 million illegal immigrants inside the United States. That's the type of news we have. This is the plan to bankrupt this country. This is the plan to conquer this country via divide and conquer. Before I get into the whole NSA controversy, I want to play a short clip here via the Atlantic Wire from the House Intelligence Committee yesterday. when the NSA chief was talking to the deputy FBI director and said, tell your boss, NSA director Keith Alexander told FBI director, deputy director, I owe him another friggin' beer. Because obviously this is totally illegal, everything the NSA is doing. The FBI already has all the NSA stuff. They have the translators inside the NSA, like Cybele Edmonds. They just want to be able to use it in court, but all jurisprudence says it's illegal. So they're all up there committing crimes, and it's a joke. Hey, I'm going to buy him another frickin' beer. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is. And then, hey, guys, we're having an issue with the computer in there. We're going to play the NSA chief clip. We had a while since that TriCaster locked up like that. We're gonna
thank you.
We're gonna do this right now. Here we go.
Thank you. Well done. Tell the boss.
Good to see you.
Tell your boss I owe him another freaking beer.
Here you go. Him. Don't give it to me.
Yeah,
all right.
Give it to you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
Well done.
Tell the boss.
Good to see you.
Tell your boss I owe him another freaking beer.
Here you go. Him.
So it's all funny to these criminals. They're all criminals up there. It's all a big joke to them. The government ships the drugs in and then hopes you use them to put you in a prison. Everybody just stop being so stupid. Stop being so naive. We're in a lot of trouble. Now let's go to the next clip. This is an article by Kit Daniels that went up on Infowars.com last night if you want to go see it. Miss USA contestants promote NSA spy grid. And here is one of the clips that we're going to get to here on air right now, where the Miss Alabama had this to say about the NSA PRISM scandal. This is what she had to say.
Wendy Malik, your question, please, for Alabama.
Government tracking of phone records has been in the news lately. Is this an invasion of privacy or necessary to keep our country safe? Why or why not?
I think the society that we live in today, it's sad that if we go to the movies or to the airport or even to the mall that we have to worry about our safety. So I would rather someone track my telephone messages and feel safe wherever I go than feel like they're encroaching on my privacy.
Oh, yay, yay. Why then does every authoritarian state do this and the free countries not? Did you ever not feel safe, the government, lady? The government's the number one threat in history. It killed 262 million people, non-military deaths, in the 20th century. The government is the number one danger because corrupt special interests take it over and create hell on earth. And by the way, they're coached on how to answer. They all answered like this. Remember a few years ago, one of the contestants, they said lost because she said, I want liberty and I want national sovereignty and I don't want open borders. We had her on, Miss Oklahoma. And they said, oh, that's it. You were going to win, but not now. They have them all say, I want the UN to run everything. I think we should turn our guns in. I think the government should spy on me. I want to feel safe. Now, here's the lady that won. Well, we're going to go to her in a minute. First, let's go to Miss Connecticut on the DNA question. Here it is.
Judge number 7, Mo Rocca, your question, please.
Miss Connecticut, the Supreme Court ruled that criminal suspects can be subjected to a police DNA test after arrest. Do you agree or disagree with this, and why or why not?
I would agree with this. I think that if somebody's being prosecuted and is committed a crime that's that severe, that they should have a DNA test. I think there are so many crimes going on in this world that if that's one step closer to figuring out who has done it, I think we should absolutely do so.
Did you hear that? And I believe she was the winner. It's here in my article. If you're arrested, you've committed the crime. Did you hear her? And, of course, they want your DNA so they can frame you. These crime labs are the centers of crime in America, on record. Look it up. They take you in for not wearing a seatbelt now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes to see how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more
night. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Hank Williams bringing us in.
No happy, no sorrow inside.
And we are broadcasting worldwide. Former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul joins us here for the next 15 minutes, and I've got a lot of questions for him. Up on InfoWars.com, we have the headline, Ron Paul, dollar will collapse, gold will go to infinity. He said that yesterday on CNBC. I'd like him to repeat what he talked about and then expound on why he says we're going that direction. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be with you. Well, you know, on the gold, something I've thought about for a long time, I did qualify that to a degree because when they ask you on the air on a business station about investments, I don't get involved in that. And they wanted to know what gold was going to be at the end of the year, and of course I refused to say. But I said on long term, all paper currencies, you know, self-destruct. That means gold could go to infinity, and this would be very destructive. So that will come if we continue. continue to do these policies, and I see no possibility at the moment of changing our policies. So the demand for spending and the demand for deficits are such that they will keep printing the money. Even today, when the Fed has an announcement, he's not going to say, oh, we're going to quit inflating. The question is, are we going to inflate $85 billion a month or $80 billion a month? So that is the course of looking for destruction of the dollar. And in many ways, they've accomplished a whole lot since 100 years ago. The dollar of 1913 is worth about 2 or 3 cents. So although it's been doing it steadily and gradually, and it hasn't been catastrophic, we've had a lot of catastrophic events in the meantime, like Great Depressions, financing war, big inflation, and all these other problems. So I don't think it looks good for the dollar. If gold does end up going, into infinity where it has no dollar price, it's very, very bad news. People who hold gold think, oh, that's great news, but it really isn't. It's a bad political event. That means the country and the whole world will be in great danger, and it's the kind of thing that we would like to avert.
Absolutely. In fact, we have a graph from 2000, from 1913 right through 2011, and you can see the dollar's lost over 97% of its value. And so it's already really collapsed. It's just that we've grown up during its collapse, but now there's not much value left. I'm seeing real inflation everywhere, but they seem to spin it on the news and say that inflation is low. What do you think about the official inflation numbers?
Well, I don't believe them. Whether they say less than 2%, 1% inflation, but then if you go and look at certain things that are pretty important, like medical care costs right now are skyrocketing, and bond prices are in a bubble. So in the various categories, there's a tremendous amount of inflation. But this was another thing that came up yesterday on the show is the definition of inflation. They generally say, well, it's the CPI. Well, the government gives us statistics. They alter it. They don't tell us the truth about the prices. And like housing prices are going up very rapidly now, but the CPI doesn't reflect that. So I think about the money supply. If the money supply is going up, you have a lot of inflation. Many times it will raise prices, but that is secondary to the biggest harm it does because it makes interest rates lower than they should be, so everybody's getting false information. I think we're back into an inflationary bubble in housing right now because lots of activity right now because interest rates are way too low. They're not market. And therefore, you have this excessive debt accumulation, malinvestment, and for the most part, rising prices too. But if you look at only the CPI, people are very much misled. What you have to think about is the cost of living of the average person in the middle class. And, you know, free market economics shows us that, you know, if you destroy a currency, you do destroy the middle class. The freer the market is and the sounder the money, the larger the middle class. And we have been pretty good compared to so many other countries. We were always bragging about the largest, wealthiest middle class ever. But that's not the case anymore. So I think we're even vulnerable to some of the things like going on in third world nations in Brazil right now.
Sure.
Some people are doing quite well, but there's another large number of people not doing well. And we have a lot of people unemployed and on food stamps. And
sure.
Productivity. So we're looking for trouble ourselves, even like what we're witnessing on the television in these third world countries. We could turn our country into a third world country if we're not careful.
Well, absolutely. If you look at the billions of bullets, the armored vehicles, the FBI director today admitting domestic drone operations, the government is preparing for war with the American people. And you see governments all over the world in this world inflationary spike moving to suppress their populations. Can you speak to why you think there's such a homeland security buildup against the American people? Or do you?
I do think they prepare. You know, it's amazing how they look at these things differently. The government of Turkey was sympathetic to the rebels in Syria, and probably with a little bit of pressure from us, they were helping, you know, the rebels, including the Al-Qaeda. At the same time, you know, oh, it couldn't happen there. Now there's a rebellion going on in Turkey. The people are demonstrating, oh, well, you evil guys now are the bad guys. So think of many countries we have helped support the rebels, even though it's on again, off again. One time we're supporting a group, then we're against them. But we generally support all this overthrow. But what if there are demonstrations on our streets? I mean, it's just like in Turkey. They're cracking down and say, well, you guys are really the bad guys. The rebels in Syria, they're good guys. But when it comes here, there will be no soft touch. They're going to be very, very tough. And they might not say that we know it's coming or they're planning it, but it's a contingency, and they are prepared to think that if enough people get annoyed enough to start demonstrating, and I know there's a lot of people very angry because there is this division of wealth right now. The rich get richer, and those influence that have influence in government and laws and part of the Federal Reserve System, they do quite well. But the number of people who are suffering are growing, and I think that will probably continue.
Absolutely. It's the cronyism, the opposite of free market. And then the media, the dinosaur media, is trying to scapegoat the free market when we have the opposite of that. Since you raised this, your son, Senator Rand Paul, came out 2 weeks ago and said, why are we funding Al-Qaeda in Syria? I said that 2 years ago because it was in the foreign press, and I was the conspiracy guy. Now it's all over the news that the main force, around 60% of them, are real Al-Qaeda chanting, we're going to blow up America again. And, you know, my point is, when I say inside job, the media spins it. I mean, why does the military-industrial complex create Al-Qaeda, create the Taliban, fund them? Now they're funding this group. And then when they attack us again, they'll take my rights, your grandchildren's rights away. I mean, how outrageous is this that the TSA wants to stick their hands down our pants, Dr. Paul, but then, meanwhile, our government's funding Al-Qaeda?
Well, they do it, and of course, there's a lot of money involved. The military-industrial complex is very much involved, but there's a lot of ignorance involved, too. The Al-Qaeda, you know, if they were serious about this, they'd ask the question, why do so many people want to attack us? They never ask that. They just say, we have to have this global war on terrorism. It's forever. And what we have to do, we have to stop it. But how do they stop it? By taking away our freedoms. We send kids overseas to fight wars that are unconstitutional, to save our Constitution, and also to protect our freedoms. And here at home, they're doing exactly the opposite. But they never ask the question about why, and what's the incentive? What's the motive? And of course, the motive is quite a bit different than they pretend. The motive for them is always, well, there's just a bunch of bad guys out there, and they hate us, and we're rich and free, and they hate our freedom. And I don't buy into that. I think they're sick and tired of us being in their country, occupying their country, and overthrowing governments all the time.
Sure.
And switching allegiance, and they finally get tired of it, and that's why we end up with this mess.
Congressman Ron Paul, former Congressman Dr. Paul, is our guest. Can't wait to get you on in September when you launch the amazing, as I've seen some advanced copies of it, online and physical homeschooling curricula that's just a revolution against this tyranny. But the final points I want to get into with you here, obviously, is the NSA. You criticized the NSA back in 1984 on the House floor. We've played the clip here and said it's going to end up being Big Brother and pointed out what they were doing. Told the story of the ice cream cone. The kid goes into Baskin-Robbins and tells his birthday to get the free ice cream cone, and it ends up in a government database. Now it's all out in the open. You've got private companies using it for unfair trade advantage. That's really what it's all about from my research. And do we deserve an apology now? You and I and others, libertarians, Lou Rockwell being called conspiracy theorist, warning of the NSA. I mean, everything we've talked about is now coming out. A, do we deserve an apology? B, what does it signify to the awakening, though, that so much has now come out and Congress has a 10% approval rating and mainstream media is dying?
Well, we might deserve it, but we better not hold our breath and expect it. But, you know, I would be quite satisfied with them just changing policy and the American people would wake up. I don't even care who gets the credit. But if the American people wake up and then agree with us and say, hey, maybe there is something to this, they've gone too far, and there's a limit. But I'm still annoyed by the people saying that and there's so many, and even the conservative, both the conservative and liberal TV stations say, but I want to be safe. safe. They are going to attack us. There will be 9/11. I have to give up some of my privacy. It's that kind of stuff that is bad. People are getting annoyed, but not enough to look at it on basis on a principle like the Fourth Amendment. I mean, this is what they have to do. So I think that under today's conditions, we can expect things to maybe move in our directions, but I'm not holding my breath for them to actually apologize to us.
I played this before you came on, but the entire Miss USA contest, I watched a bunch of their responses. They asked about the NSA and things, and Miss Alabama, all of them that I saw, said, I want you to listen to my phone to be safe. What would you say to Miss Alabama? I mean, she doesn't know government's always the big threat. What about being safe from government?
Yeah, they have to come around to the belief of the majority of American people now that our government doesn't, tell us truth. But if they want to be safe, do they want to be safe from wife beating and everything else? Governments could make us perfectly safe if we're perfect slaves. You know, if you become a slave, they might feed us well, but we have no liberties left. But we would be safe and from outsiders, but we wouldn't be safe from our own government or our slave owners. And yes, if that's what they want, if they're willing to give it up, they don't have enough respect nor understanding. They think that's the only responsibility of government, but they never even talk about safety in the Constitution. The President and the Congress are supposed to protect our liberties. We're supposed to worry about our safety and security and how we provide for our families. But this whole thing, obsession with safety, but the founders understood this issue so clearly, and Franklin and others would say, you know, if you do, you're going to end up with neither safety nor, freedom.
Yeah, you don't get. You don't
if you
get
want your freedom. You cannot give up. You cannot give up any of it with the idea that people are going to take care of us, either physically or economically.
Sure, you never get safety when you create a big giant government. You get tyranny. A final question. I agree with you that I don't like the whole Border Patrol thing because they only use it to keep Americans from getting out. That's now admitted. They used illegals to build part of the border fence. It was just a boondoggle for rich guys because it had like spots in it for the game to go through and things. So it was, you know, literally a white elephant. But if you get 15, 20, 30 million illegals, 46 million in the next decade here, they get to have their babies free, they get welfare, and most of them vote to take my guns and are basically clients of the government because the government's there from the day they get here, not like immigrants in the past that came here to work. Some of them do. I believe in immigration. I believe that we need people to, you know, add, you know, new ideas and blood to this country. But at the same time, I'm really concerned about this amnesty bill. What's your take on it? And Rand has said that, well, if it's a good bill, he would support it because Obama's already done legalization by fiat, which I understand. But can you give us your take on it and then give us your take on what Senator Paul's saying?
Well, I'm not for amnesty, that is, giving them citizenship. But I also think that we could change things where workers coming back and forth would be a lot easier and that they wouldn't have to be criminals. But there's two things. I don't think automatic citizenship or amnesty or our birthright citizenship. But the big thing is no welfare. See, I don't want somebody to come in here illegally, be able to get free medical care and free education at the same time they have the right to vote. No, I don't want that. So I don't want the amnesty, but I also don't like the idea that we have barbed wire fences and we have machine guns and get so.
So what do we do? What would you do? What's constitutional? Because you know, there's all these reasonable reasons to do this, but when you look at the bill, it's like Obamacare. It's an open blank check.
Yeah, but you know, the portion that I've been talking about the most and Campaign for Liberty has been talking about has been the national ID card. See, a lot of conservatives who want the illegals kept out are going along with this biometric national database.
It'll be selectively enforced.
Way too much, and it probably won't work. It's going to only work against it's sort of like guns. It'll work against the American people. We'll all have to carry the card, but the illegals won't necessarily have to have it.
Sure, if you were in the House still.
But that's what I think the biggest danger of that particular bill. And of course, if there's amnesty where they get voting rights and constant welfare, that's not a benefit to any of us.
Would you vote this current bill up or down?
Well, from what I know about it, I wouldn't have any interest at all to vote for it.
All right, that's powerful. Former Congressman Ron Paul, we're very proud of the work you're doing, and we appreciate you. I know you've got a lot of sites. What is the best site for us to visit all things Ron Paul?
Actually, I'm going to have a new website that I'll use more in the near future. But, you know, going to my homepage, I keep up with a lot of my activities on my Facebook page. That would be a good place to go right now.
Okay, so go to your official Facebook page.
Yeah, Ron Paul on the Facebook.
All right, well, former Congressman Ron Paul, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
There he goes. Wow, that is an important interview. Again, I love Rand. I have known Rand Paul, I mean, not super well. I mean, I interviewed him probably 15 times. I've been at a few events he was at, interviewed him when he was running for Senate here. I remember back when he would campaign for his dad. His dad would always come on about once a month, but when his dad was first running for Congress, they'd say, hey, can you get Rand on? Because, you know, we're really doing a push. And so I get Rand on to raise money and promote Ron Paul. I mean, I know Rand well, and I know he's a good guy. I've talked to him privately and stuff, but I mean, I just think the amnesty bill is unfair, unconstitutional, and dangerous. And I agree with his dad. I would vote it down, and Rand's talking about voting for it. And I hope he's just playing politics, because he's done that on some things. But there you go. I mean, his dad would, right now, the way this is, vote it down. And that's why I love Ron Paul. He just does what's right, what's constitutional, what's fair. Doesn't play politics. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, store, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Look at this headline out of the Topeka Capital Journal in Kansas. It's up on Infowars.com. No school insurance if teachers have guns. I mean, that's the type of persecution of gun owners and people that just want to be free. Here's what I am. You can call me a populist, constitutionalist, whatever you want, a libertarian, constitutionalist. I want to be a free human. I don't want to be domesticated. That's what slavery is. And this government doesn't just want to have a nanny state so it's in control. Do you understand they ordered? I keep talking about this since Sunday when I saw it in the New York Times. It reminded me of just the hundreds of things I could talk about. That nerve gas, there were over 200 bases in Iraq, most of it bought from France and England and the U.S., most of it the U.S., but of the total, there was some Russian stuff there. It all got videotaped by the Marines and got released to 60 Minutes of all places. This all came out a few years after. And they went and videotaped Kamacia and all these bases. Kamacia, I forget. It was like the biggest chemical dump in the world. It was like dozens and I forget. It was just giant football field underground bunkers. And they blew it up. There was a mushroom cloud and all the chemical weapons detectors went off. And rather than admit we just blew up chemical weapons so that Saddam wouldn't have them anymore and we wanted to cover up that it was ours, they just said, never mind, take your gear off. It's a false alarm. Knowing it was going to hurt people really bad. And again, I just go back to that. The globalists act like they've got a plan for all this, collapsing society, taking control of things. But I've studied them. They're the ones lying to themselves. They didn't let troops use DU until 1990. They didn't let them blow up chemical dumps in the open until then. There's been a shift in the establishment of just, you know what, the world. F the world, basically. Kill everybody and let God sort it out. And I don't mean kill the enemy and let God sort it out. I mean just craziness. That's what I'm telling you. I used to talk to a lot of big high up insiders. They go, look, it's an out of control animal, just like they say in the movie Nixon. And they're crazy. No, they're crazy, Alex. You see the design in it, and there is a design. They're trying to design something. The truth is these people are nuts, and they are nuts. Why would you blow up chemical plants, chemical dumps, and have it rain down on the troops? Some of them died that day. And then now it's in the news. Oh, yeah, they got exposed to something that ate the brain stems. It's CERN and VX. And they still deny these people their disability. I mean, of course they say the troops are the enemy after they're out. We have a government that says in all the manuals, the number one terror threat is veterans. Lock the government up, folks. That's a traitor government right there. This is naked in our face, and I am sick of it. I am tired of it. I want to have a sane future. So they tell the media, says, I'm insane. They have Bloomberg and others come out and say, I don't build bombs, I build bombers. They have other articles coming out saying, I said this and that. They're coming after me, okay? And I'm not worried about what happens to me. I'm worried that I'm not doing enough on air to warn you and get all the info out. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I want to do is beat these people. All I care about is my kids. All I care about is my wife. All I care about is your future as well and our future together in this world. Can't you understand? And they go, oh, that's what schmucks are like. Or there's no way he's really a good guy. Nobody's good. I mean, how did we get to this point of madness? Of madness. By the way, if you want to support us, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Pro Pure filters, 10% off, promo code WATER, the Life Straw, all of it. The new film, State of Mind. For a limited time, you get the American Dream film free with it. It's a film on the history, the present, and the future of mind control. Very powerful. State of Mind. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Second hour, 1 minute away.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're into hour number two. We just had a very important interview, newsmaking, no doubt, with Congressman Ron Paul, former congressman. He said he would vote down the amnesty bill. And I'm not trying to drive a wedge between him and Senator Paul, but Senator Paul is supporting it right now. And you just can't do it when the illegals all get even more welfare than American citizens. I mean, it's designed to bankrupt the country, which is what the mega banks want, and drive down wages. And it won't help the third world. Believe me, I wish that the countries south of us were oases of freedom. Because if people could be black, they could be white, they could be brown. If they were into freedom, that's where I want to be. There was a country of green people, and they were into freedom and being honorable, I'd be living there. They could be green and have purple eyes or something. If they were, I am sick of it. Of everything being about what you look like, it's how you act and how you behave. And let me tell you, there's nothing but tyranny and hell south of us, ladies and gentlemen. And this country's collapsing. And the bankers want that. They want us to collapse just like Detroit. And let me tell you, we're on that road. You like your wages going down? Well, just like Ross Perot said, NAFTA and GATT, he said, will create a giant sucking sound. They're paid $37 an hour in factories in Canada. When they equalize with us, we're on average paid about $20. It dropped down to 25 up there. In Mexico, they're paid less than a dollar an hour. You will see immediately our wages go from $25 an hour to 15 and then down. And that will destroy the base of the economy and the upward mobility. Now, Larry, then we expand out and deal with China where they have slave labor. Larry, it's on Larry King Live, debating Al Gore, and Gore wouldn't shut up. He's like, let me speak. Let me explain economics here. You see, because when you pay higher wages, when you're at upward economy, it doesn't matter because then everybody's got more money and you spend more. If you've got a real free economy, you want high wages because that's actually what makes it get more and more complex like an ecosystem. This is economics, real economics. But if you're robber baron eugenicist who want to hoard everything to yourself as a tool of control, then you want low wages. I mean, man, we're competing with Mexico, India, China, and 160 plus other third world countries. Do you think the CPS takes people's kids in Mexico when they chain them up in some areas in Mexico City while they go in and work all day? Or where they do that with millions of kids a day in China on record? No, no. The kids eating one time a day if they're lucky. They're growing up chained to a pole. Their parents are in there working. The robots are being built to replace them right now. There's a new trailer out for Elysium I'm going to play later in the hour. You don't have to sit here and think about the future. 150 years from now when robots replace humans and robots are the police. How about 10 years in most of the big factories? And in 20 years, we'll be at Elysium level. Okay? People go see the trailer for that. People have seen sneak peeks. They're like, how did you know what was in that movie? And this movie's like what you talk about. Because all the fiction is going the way of how it really is, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, but they're not going to be on space stations like Moonraker. They're going to be in compact rural and urban command centers with three levels of national security to get in, with universities, corporations, and government. And you're going to have globally, in their different actuaries, maybe 10 million people behind the high-tech wire. And they're going to be living much longer. They're going to have all the treatments. They say this. This isn't me. And you're not going to get it. and I'm not going to get it. We're going to get euthanized under government health care. Don't you people understand this? Don't you understand? It's all been written by them. Got a bookshelf full of their writings over there. I've done reports. I've shown you where they say it. They're building a hellish world, a selfish world for themselves. This isn't a game, and I'm here, and you're out there to warn people. We're not going to let them take control of human destiny with this nightmare upload they've come up with. We're going to hack into their system, and we're going to sabotage their takeover plan, and we're going to build a better world together. Stay with us.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Wednesday, the 19th day of June 2013. We just had Ron Paul, former congressman, on, and that interview was just news-making across the board. He said he believes the dollar will collapse and gold will, quote, go to infinity. That's a quote, last hour with us. And he said he disagrees with the current immigration bill and that it's a big ripoff, giving the illegal aliens all the free welfare and anchor baby status, so he would not vote for it. And obviously, then, the question is Rand going to, who's been making noises like he will? I mean, Rand, your daddy, and I know you're your own man, but come on. I mean, your daddy's not just anybody. I think it's time to not vote for this thing. And I know Obama's already done it by fiat. He's a criminal. But they're talking about 46 million illegals in the next decade under this. I mean, whoa. And again, the government's there to make them the new voting bloc to take my guns. And if they can take your guns, they're going to take everything else. I mean, MSNBC is creepily on there saying that your kids belong to the state. And again, if I could go to Mexico, or if I could go to Brazil, or if I could go to Poland and show up and have my kids free and be given welfare, it might be a little different. But it's so unfair. No one else does this. No one. But maybe some northern European countries, like Sweden and Denmark, and they've used that to bring in foreigners, to then be a voting bloc, to leverage out the indigenous population. So it's a political move. I mean, we got to get our riders. I should have all three of the riders that are right through that wall right there. I've got like 8 riders working for us now. There's 3 of them right through that wall. No, there's 4 of them. 4 great riders. Maybe they should all go back and listen to that Ron Paul interview and go with different angles, because so much what we do at Infowars.com, so much of what I do on the radio, it's my fault, we never even report on. Incredible stuff happens here on the air. And we don't even talk about it. I mean, some stuff's sensational and I don't go with it because it's not newsworthy. I mean, if it's important for liberty and sensational, then we go with it. Because liberty is sensational. And the globalists use sensational propaganda to dumb us down, and they get us in a normalcy bias, a comfort zone, a bubble of just accepting, and I'm here to shake you out of it, and I'm just report on how crazy stuff is. You know, Washington Times and several other publications come out and go, Congress is looking at having hearings on cable boxes with microphones and cameras that are watching and listening to you. Is it good they're watching and listening to you? And people are like, Alex, we've heard you talk about this for over a decade. What's the big deal? It's finally in the news. You know, now is the time to talk about this. And now is the time to talk about people who have been accurate, who've told the truth. I mean, look, 2 years ago and then again last year, I looked it up on Google News. There was over in a one-day period, now 2 years ago, 1,000 articles, because it was an AP article and a bunch of others, so they got put in newspapers everywhere. Over 1,000 articles in one day. That's a major push in newspapers. Saying, I'm a liar, Kurt Nimmo, the writer that did the story, is a liar, and that Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com was a liar. That there are no domestic drones, and that we were liars. And they used a big article Kurt wrote that Drudge linked to that showed, you know, Wired magazine drones over North Dakota used to arrest cattle rustlers, and, you know, police using drones here, and Texas weaponizing police drones. And it was all these links, and they went and found farmers complaining about the EPA harassing them if they built barns and things with Cessnas with EPA people and also Department of Agriculture people in them. We were pointing out, hey, they're already using man stuff to harass farmers. They took that and spun it like we were lying and had over 1,000 newspapers in one day run an AP article. And it was on TV, and it was in a bunch of other stuff, because Media Matters wrote the first thing. And people go, well, who cares about Media Matters? Nobody reads it. Oh, the media reads it. It's the White House on record. They're listening right now. White House, former transition chief, George Soros money. They're listening. And they said, come out and say Alex Jones is a liar. They said we were lying. And that Matt Drudge shouldn't carry our stories, because they're so scared. It discredits you. He says the NSA spying. Don't link to that. He says the streetlights have cameras and microphones in them. Don't listen to him. We're linking to the company that got the Homeland Security contract. Oh, don't, whatever you, don't get radicalized. There's no 2 billion bullets. There's no armored vehicles. Because I'm not radical, folks. I'm radically angry. Because I know, I do the research. I know I'm right. I know what's being built. And so they're mad because I'm able to shock people out of their malaise, out of their comfort zone, because I'm shocked by it. And I'm just an American. I'm just a free human. I thought I was just run of the mill. But I've seen it when somebody's choking. A whole restaurant stands there like parrots saying, call 911, till I have to physically shove people out of the way to save the woman. And I'm not a hero. I guarantee you, my dad one time when he was a kid saw one of his friends save somebody choking. You know, and everybody was fighting to help the man. You know, I had CPR on swim team. I know how to do the Heimlich maneuver. Nowadays, people get run over all the time in the street. Nobody helps them. A woman gets raped in Toronto in front of hundreds looking out windows watching it in a telecommunications building, and nobody helped them. This happens all the time now because it's zombies. They're like disconnected, and the media wants to sit there and tell them, don't listen to him. There's nothing to be upset about. Just stay calm. Just go quietly. Just get in the car with Ted Bundy. Get in the yellow Volkswagen. No, do not get in the car with the serial killing government. And that's what I'm trying to get at here, is that now the FBI director comes out, testifies to Congress, and says that, yes, we're using drones to spy on you. Well, of course they are. That's what's so insulting about what Media Matters did, because they did it 2 years ago and again last year. And now their lies are even worse. They say that I said Obama sent the tornado to Oklahoma. I never said any such thing. And you know that. You listen. The lady said, could it be a weather weapon? And I said, well, they can manipulate weather. There are geoengineering going on that may be causing it, even not on purpose, but it's doing it. But I said, it's probably a real tornado. Tornadoes are way down, 60-year low. Here's USA Today. It's probably a real tornado, but they can create bad weather. I showed Fox, AP, Reuters. They take that, lie about me. Now they're saying, and it really clicked that I should be more concerned because I am fearless. And I should be more concerned when they have Bloomberg come out in a fake investigative report they spent a month on trying to dig up dirt. They couldn't dig any up. So they just say, I don't build bombs. I build bombers. You know, they quote the Southern Poverty Law Center, also White House run on record. Because you have these groups so they can deny it and they not be connected, but they're on record funding it and running it. I mean, I should be creeped out. So I'm going to ask you for your support and your prayers. I was on ManCow today, and I'm friends with ManCow, and he said on air, and then during the break, he said, no, I'm not going to get into it, but he's been told not to have me on his radio show anymore, and he freaked out on air and said, I'm going to keep having Alex on. Because he really is a manic maniac. I mean, he's a really smart, good guy, but he's even more of a maniac than I am, and he just doesn't care. And he's got a big hit show coming out. It's going to be a hit called God, Guns, and Automobiles with his brother that owns a big car dealership in Missouri, and I know about some of the inside stuff. It's mainly just a show about having fun. And the White House, once it's shut down, it has all these White House fronts, Media Matters and others, saying it's a conspiracy show and a racist show, all this other baloney, basically. And the atheists want it shut down because the word God in it. History Channel's not dumb. They want 13 million viewers a show instead of a million viewers, like their Bible series got. So that's the type of stuff that's going on where they do not want popular culture out there. They got three gun shows that were top shows, number one, two, and three, on Discovery canceled. By the way, I've been in meetings with Discovery, History, A&E, all of them 5-6 years ago, and I told them, I said, you know what will be the number one shows? And I said, I don't have time to do it. You can't pay me enough money to do it because I've got an operation I've got to run. I've got to make a lot of money to be able to run my own media operation. And they're like, well, come do one season, and if it makes a lot of money, you know, you can make, you know, millions after that. I go, I need those millions now to pay for everything. I don't keep millions. I have to spend millions. And they all agreed with me. They said, no, we know guns. We know libertarian stuff. We know Americana. John Wayne is what gets us 10 times, was a quote, the ratings. But we're not allowed to. And I watched him fire the head of True TV over this when it was gone from court to True TV. She'd been the head of the BBC division, came over here, and she understood that. I'm probably saying too much. That's why I don't go to L.A. anymore. I don't go to their meetings. I'm not part of it. I've got my own thing. I'm doing it here, and they're not censoring anything until they kill me. And they are angry, ladies and gentlemen, because they know that liberty is popular, and they are upset. And they can't stand it. And you've got a good old boy club up there that is committing all these crimes, like NSA spying without warrants, and you have the NSA director, General Alexander, in front of the House Intelligence Committee yesterday. The Atlantic Wire is reporting on this. And he says, tell your boss, NSA Director Keith Alexander told FBI Director, I owe him another friggin' beer. And that's because if the FBI did their job, they'd be arresting all these people. But the FBI already has all this data. They just want to be able to use it in court, but all jurisprudence says it's illegal. So let's play that clip. Then we're going to come back and play the Ron Paul clip of him talking about the NSA in 1984, and then we're going to get to these Miss USA pageant worshiping, saying, please spy on me, keep me safe. Let's go to that clip.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Tell the boss.
Good to see you.
Hey, boss, I owe him another freaking beer.
Him. I'll give it to me. All right.
So there they are with a hot mic talking about how, let me buy your boss another beer. It's all funny. By the way, none of it's for terrorism or to make sure terrorists can't attack when they work for them. It's all to spy on you, to give the select corporations unfair trade advantage, all taxpayer paid for. That's why America is losing its middle class faster than any other country, because they want to bankrupt you and your family. The NSA wants to ruin your life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
What if I say I'm not just another pawn in your play? You're the protector. What if I say I'm a man?
Yeah, that's the Foo Fighters bringing us in. They're Patriots. Just now breaking at Infowars.com. I'm going to cover this after our next guest leaves us here in the next segment. Russian cyberspace head calls for internet kill switch run by the UN. And that's what cybersecurity is here in the West, is a kill switch. So they can carry out the kill switch or redirect you only to government websites or take over your phone, your smart TV, everything, and program their messages where your phone will now turn on and it'll be President Obama in text messages and then videos. I mean, that's like in Superman, Man of Steel, when Zod shows up and takes over the world's communications. We need to do a reenactment of that, but instead it's like, I am your leader, Obama. The weathermen are here to help. Please, you know, relocate to the local FEMA camp. Your children belong to us. I can actually show clips where they do it. The TSA is here to stick their hands down your pants to discover huevos, rancheros. I mean, it is just over the top.
But then Miss USA says, I think it's actually a good idea that the NSA watch me to make sure I'm safe.
Because they care about your pumpkin? Is that why Zbigniew Brzezinski brags he helped put the Khmer Rouge in that killed 30% of the country for no reason? But that they were educated? You think the government wants to help you, sweetie pie? So stupid. Let's go ahead and go to Ron Paul warning in 1984. He misspeaks. It says 94 on the House floor about Big Brother. Here it is.
It's now common knowledge that federal government computers are routinely used to compare lists of 18-year-olds who get driver's licenses with those who have registered for the draft. Computer surveillance seems appropriate for 1984 and, unfortunately, the wave of the future. This is in spite of the fact that Social Security's and Health and Human Services computers are already being used to keep tabs on our 18 to 19-year-olds. A recent story revealed an imaginary person received a threat from the Defense Department if he did not immediately register for the draft. Two brothers, 7 years ago, signed a fictitious name on an ice cream parlor's list in order to get a free sundae. This list, unbelievably, found its way into the government's files and is now being used for monitoring our teenagers. Millions of tax dollars are spent on this type of computer surveillance, a disgusting procedure for a professed free society. The irony is that it's done by an administration that brags about its limited government philosophy. And the little condemnation we hear comes from those who would involve government in every jot and tittle of our economic lives. Why is it that it's so difficult to defend freedom consistently across the board?
All right, that is from 1984. How many years ago is that? Almost 30 years? Wow. Okay, now let's go to 2 days ago, and we did an article on this yesterday. This is Miss Alabama. And they were all giving answers like this. We got a bunch of them on the website. Miss Alabama on NSA PRISM scandal. And this is what they're told to answer to win. I love the UN. Turn your guns in. Spy on me. Make me feel safe. Here's the clip.
Number two, Wendy Malik, your question, please, for Alabama.
Government tracking of phone records has been in the news lately. Is this an invasion of privacy or necessary to keep our country safe?
Our country.
Why or why not?
I think the society that we live in today, it's sad that if we go to the movies or to the airport or even to the mall, that we have to worry about our safety. So I would rather someone track my telephone messages and feel safe wherever I go than feel like they're encroaching on my privacy.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right. You feel, oh, yay, you feel safe, but you're not, idiot. You know what her game plan is. Okay, let's go ahead and go to another one, though. This is from 2007, Miss Teen USA. But if you're well-spoken, you're disqualified. But if you're like, such as South Africa, helping, here it is.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
Fluoride.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
Like Obama.
Because some
people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much.
Very unattractive. I'm serious. I'm not attracted to her. I mean, I'm not attracted like a rock. I mean, it is the stupidity, the mindless TV head. Such as South Africa helping the NSA, the spy on me. They're all like that, just dumber than a box of maggots.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of Mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
One of America's top comics. Has amazing political sense of humor. He's going to be joining us, Tom Mabe of TomMabe.com. Many of you obviously know who he is. A bunch of my crew are just incredible fans. They love all of his pranking the telemarketers. We got to get him on about that sometime. But we've got him with us. We're going to go to him here in just a moment. First off, ladies and gentlemen, I am in this film, and I am distributing it as well. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. It is State of Mind, The Psychology of Control. State of Mind, The Psychology of Control, The History of Mind Control, The Present and the Future, all on record with psychiatrists, psychologists, special psyops experts like Colonel Schaefer. I'm in there, G. Edward Griffin, the list goes on and on. I saw the film and I said, wow, I want to distribute this because it was so good. So it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the first 5,000 orders, which are going very, very quickly, get The American Dream, an animated documentary film about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers that is good for the general public. It's like South Park meets Ron Paul, meets a time warp. I mean, it's really well done on DVD. We have State of Mind on DVD and Blu-ray. You can make your choice and get the film absolutely free, The American Dream. And it's great to wake up your friends and family, both The American Dream free with your purchase of State of Mind. And when you purchase the film, it supports the broadcast. I don't get government funding like NPR or MSNBC. I don't get big globalist funding. We have our sponsors, which only cover about half of what we do. Then we have the subscriptions to PrisonPlanet.tv, and we have the products that we sell, like the ProPure Water Filtration, the InfoWarsStore.com Seed Center, the best non-GMO, open-pollinated heirloom seeds, widest selection, lowest price. Go check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever I'm into, whatever I think's high quality, whatever I've researched, that's what we promote and sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and shopping with the good guys. Voting with your money is what allows me to hire more writers, more researchers, and build our own media system to go head up against the globalists. And they are attacking me in national media and lying. I mean, when you see them say something outlandish on TV and don't show proof, know they're lying. I mean, Alex helped bomb Boston. He's behind it. Bloomberg. No proof. Just insane. I'm pretty creeped out right now. Alex says Obama sent the tornado. I never said that. Caller said, do they have weather weapons? And I said, yeah, here's AP. But I don't think this is weather weapons. That turns into, I say Obama did it. They are attacking me every day, folks. And I bring that up because we told you drones were operating domestically. FBI director admits it. We told you the NSA was spying on everybody. And it's really about economic fraud, manipulating the stock market. Now that's all come out, just as I told you. I told you they're putting up street lights to listen to you 2 years ago. Wired Magazine reported on it yesterday. I mean, it's beyond 1984, and I'm right. And for whatever reason, with my bombast, I get through people's malaise. And that's why they're coming after us. So we need your support now, your prayers more than ever. Now, I tell you, I saw this video a few days ago, and we posted it on InfoWars.com, and it blew me away. The video's up on InfoWars, but it's also at TomMabe.com. That's M-A-B-E, TomMabe.com. Everyone from Paul Harvey, good day, to the New York Times has proclaimed comedian Tom Mabe a comic superhero. From tackling pesky telemarketers, junk email, bad customer service, and other topics that irk us all. Yeah, a lot of people copy him now. By making audiences across America laugh over 15 years about the annoyances of modern life, Tom proves that it pays to think creatively. Yeah, and I love his perspective, how he stands up against the tyrants and control freaks. There's this one call. I should have queued that up because I was listening to it the other day, where he filled out the forms to get calls about prepaid burial plots. And then the guy calls up and goes, well, I'm going to kill myself. Don't kill yourself till you buy the plot and then do it. I mean, just amazing. When it comes to thinking outside the box, he's nowhere near the box. He can, and it just goes on from there. You can find out more at TomMabe.com. And, you can check out his, YouTube at YouTube.com/, Mabe in America. So check that out today. But the reason I wanted to get him on, we're going to him in a moment, is this video. Now, for radio listeners, it's not as powerful, but radio listeners should go watch the video. And we aired part of it yesterday because he goes around. We're going to find out where. It looks like in a southern city, and sticks a boom microphone like TV crews use in between people's conversations. He tries to walk up and read people's computers. We did a spoof on that 2 years ago with Aaron Dykes because that's basically what they do. And he goes around and basically gets in people's conversations and stuff, and which is incredible because this is something I told my reporters months ago I wanted to do. We didn't do it, but I guess liberty-minded minds think a lot alike, and people get pretty upset. And then he says, well, what's the problem? You shouldn't be getting upset. It's the government. We're just doing this out in the open now. So here's a brief snippet of that.
The government, we just monitor people's phone calls.
He's following a guy down the street with a cell phone.
Hey, don't run from the NSA.
By the way, we're going to do this. I want my entire crew to go out. Don't get beat up, but I want to go out and say, what's the problem? NSA does it. I'm going to go knock on doors and say, can I put a bug in your house, in your dishwasher? When they say, well, no, I'll go with the CIA director who says he's doing it. Do it right now.
Government. Yeah, now the secret's out, we don't even bother hiding anymore. It's for your own safety.
The best part is when the dog attacks him.
Yeah, well, we've been doing that for years, sir. We haven't been asking anybody for over 20 years. We've been videotaping. No, you're fine.
Now he's in a bathroom. Don't do that for real.
Obama's not running the country. Oh. Chuck Norris. Kung Fu grip, you know, the karate guy. Chuck Norris.
Because he's wearing the suit, the guy believes Chuck Norris runs America. People playing golf. This is genius. And I can tell this is real.
I just put the government. We do this periodically. It's just random people.
He's following a woman here. All right, that's enough. Full video up on Infowars.com and TomMabe.com. In fact, we've asked the web guys to repost it to the front page as a tile so everybody can find it easy. Tom, great job. I haven't talked to you yet, ever on air or in person, but I'm guessing that was real. Those were real people, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, they were pretty upset. You know, some of them had a good sense of humor at the very end. There's a table of four guys who are like, oh, that's brilliant, because they understand the whole joke, pretend to be an NSA agent or whatnot. But, man, Alex, thanks for having me on. I'm a big fan.
Oh, you bet. Well, I've been ranting for 6-7 minutes. Wow. I mean, I just love your comedy because it's liberty-minded. Tell us, for audience that doesn't know who you are, what led you to do this, your take on the NSA, and why the Pomeranian attacked you.
Well, the Pomeranian is a Nazi. I can tell that right now. You can tell by the way he's dressed. No, I'm... I've always been kind of this 90% troubleshooter, 10% troublemaker. Like, you know, we got similar minds, you know, going after things that make people mad. And kind of comic with a cause, you know, and I never was big enough to be Seinfeld or whoever. And I said, you know, I got a real passion for, you know, being victimized by, be it telemarketers or the NSA or the government or whatever. I'm going to draw attention to it with humor. And I've just been in it for like 15, 20 years doing that.
It's amazing. How did you get the idea to do this and describe it for radio listeners that can't see the video?
Well, okay, you know, everyone's up in arms about the NSA, you know, invading our privacy, snooping around, you know, unbeknownst to us. So I thought now that the news has covered it and it's out, I want to pretend to be an NSA agent. I'm going to get the boom mic. You know, I'm just going to go over people who's using our cell phone and just hold it above their head. And when they, you know, when they address me, hey, what's going on? I go, you know, hey, I'm with the NSA. We monitor people's calls from time to time. But, you know, now that the secret's out, we don't even bother hiding anymore. And I just did that all day, just, you know, chasing people around. And wow, what a great time. And people got genuinely ticked off. Well, the government can just stick it. I mean, they were up. I mean, people don't.
Well, one guy threatened to get up and kick your butt.
Oh, yeah. He wanted me to take the microphone and insert it in a certain part of my body. Yeah. I mean, people are genuinely ticked off. And I'm like, guys, you know, you've been being spied on for years and years and years. You know, they've been hiding video cameras. They've been hiding microphones. They've been, you know, watching your every step. And now that I do it, you're going to get upset. They've been doing it to you for 20 years.
It's amazing now to see it in the news that, oh, yeah, your cable box is listening to you. It's just over the top what they've done.
For years about the lights in the corners, and you said Wired magazine just finally came out and admitted that they have been listening and whatnot.
Do you think now that America's waking up, the tide will start to turn, or will it just be, okay, now we're going to put a microphone up your rear end?
I think they're going to push a Britney Spears scandal on the news, and everyone's going to forget about it in 3 days. But if we keep on drawing attention to it, maybe they'll take note.
I saw some of the YouTube comments. People are so dumbed down, they thought it was real. And that the NSA was actually out there.
Yeah, the video is real, but they actually thought that I was an NSA agent.
Well, you're wearing a dark suit. It must be true.
I mean, I had the dark glasses on. You can tell anyone that. You know, it, I don't know if you remember a few years ago, there was a big telemarketing convention going on in Washington, D.C. I drive up in Louisville and I check into the same hotel the telemarketers were staying. I find out what floors they're on, what rooms they're in. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I start calling them, trying to sell them stuff. And it got so much attention that I'm hoping that this spoof, this comedy gag will do the same thing.
Because, in essence, you're spying on them in plain view and they're upset. It's even worse to be doing it covertly, and it's illegal.
Yes. Yes, it is against the law to covertly do that. And I'm doing it in the plain up, admitting that I'm doing it. And you can see how people react if they only knew how much their privacy was being invaded.
Where did you do this particular shoot?
I did that in my hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, on Bargetown Road, Shelbyville Road. Went to Churchill Downs, so the bathrooms down there, snuck in down there, and was, you know, well, messing with people down there. And everything was done in Louisville.
Good old Louisville. And, well, if you did that in maybe Dallas, Texas, you'd get that response, or Louisville. If you went where Mark Dice goes, I don't know if you've seen his videos, in L.A., he goes, we want Nazi Germany to keep Obama safe, and we want to turn all the guns in and put all the Tea Partiers in prison. And people go, oh, I hear you. Let's put them in a FEMA camp. I mean, let me tell you, I don't know what's going on in L.A., but it's scary.
Oh man, we'll do a lot of pranks. We do the same pranks in the hood just to see what kind of different response we'll get. And it's amazing how, not just the hood, but anywhere. You can go to a high-flute neighborhood or Los Angeles or whatever. And, I've never done anything in Los Angeles and deep in LA, but I would love to do that.
What was the difference when you were in the hood versus, some of the fancier areas there in Louisville?
The hood, people really, really seem to, overly react. I mean, get, you know, the physical. I had a guy pull a knife on me, some on YouTube channel. I gotta be careful how I word this. I don't want to come off racist or whatever, but in the hood, they're just really, I mean, you know, I'm down and out already and you're making fun of me or you're trying to spy on me or you're trying to pull a prank on me. They're very, very upset. But I try to never, I'm not going to go just pee on someone to get a reaction. Every prank I do, I try to have some kind of purpose behind it. And to answer your question, when you do stuff like that in the hood, I mean, boy, wow, the reaction you get is amazing.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, that's good in a way, because I've noticed that people in lower income areas, period, tend to be more awake, but then they think, well, what can you do about it? You go in the yuppie areas, and they're like, oh, good, then spy on me for my safety. They just think submitting is good because they're so gullible. But as America goes bankrupt, I think you're going to see less and less of that. I mean, what was the difference in the yuppie areas?
The yuppie areas, they would just ignore you. They didn't, they go, oh, Trevor, come on, let's get out of here. You know, the best reaction.
Buffy, oh, horrible man.
There's a guy with a large black object above your head. I think that the best reaction when I did it on my redneck white trash folk, those guys they're the ones that threaten, if you see in the video, ready to kick my ass. You know, the hood people were like, you know, I hate the government. Government can stick it. And the white trash redneck folk was ready to like, well, that ain't right. I'm going to kick someone's ass. That ain't right.
Oh, man, I tell you, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Well, if you look at who the government sends the police after, it's the rednecks and the black people and stuff. Just basically anybody that they think isn't buying into it. But the yuppies, I don't care what color they are, they absolutely love the tyranny. And it's shocking. Looking at this, as it expands, what other scandals are you upset about right now? And give us a sneak peek, unless you think it'll influence the experiment. What are some of the other pranks you're thinking of doing?
Oh, boy, we're doing a lot of stuff, good positive stuff with homeless people and trying to get the yuppies to feed them and whatnot. You know, every week it's a different topic, be it high gas prices. The IRS, the next prank is going to be asked about the IRS. I got audited a couple of years ago, and the guy's like, Mr. Mabe, you claim you spent $14,000 on hotel rooms last year, but you don't have the receipts. Like, man, I got the towels, and I just threw the guy for a loop. So we're going to have fun with write-offs and things like anything we can draw attention to and try to put a comedic spin to it.
Well, what they do with the IRS now, 6 years ago, they got rulings where they go after the CPAs if they give you legal and lawful exemptions that all the ultra-rich use and get left alone. And then now the CPAs tell you, we're not going to do that because we'll be liable. And so basically the real tax rate's like 60% for somebody in the middle class. Yeah. You know, they claim it's 40, but it's not really. And they're like, don't exempt your home office or we'll audit you and take the money back. And you're like, but what if I really work out of a home office?
I work out of, you know, 20% of my home is my home office. And I edit video. I shoot out of there, you know, and maybe they can come. If I get in trouble, maybe they come and sue TurboTax for me. People do my taxes.
But they tell you work at home. It's better for the environment. But then that's the number one audit is a home office.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my CPA's like, I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, but I've got an office. I do shows out of my house. I'm on air. People still ask me, hey, what's your day job, Alex? Do people ever ask you what your day job is?
Oh, FBI, geez, Liz. You know, I'm busy working, and when I'm not busy working, I'm busy trying to find work. That's my whole.
You're a very successful, you know, nationally acclaimed, comic. My whole point is family and stuff. You'll be at like a family reunion. They're like, so Alex, you're on the radio, but so what's your full-time job?
Yeah, or my biggest thing is, yeah, what do you do? What's your other job, your real job? I'm moving because I got plugged my thing in. And the other thing, because I'm self-employed, my siblings tend to think that I'm the guy who takes my mom to the doctor four times a week, or I'm the guy who can, you know, go pick up the laundry or dry cleaning. But you know, people don't realize when you are self-employed, you have to work four times harder than a normal person.
No, exactly. People that go just work at a company, clock in, clock out, they've got their job, and I'm sure it's tough, but when you're running the show, ooh, let me tell you, it is something. But you know what Obama said? He said you didn't build that. Hey, we could go out on the street and walk up to people like mowing their yard, a person painting by the river, an art show. Come and tell them you didn't build that. You didn't paint that. That would be a great video to do.
Wow. That's a great premise.
Well, I'm giving you just fair warning. I am going to rip off your piece. We're going to go out and duplicate it here in Austin.
Give me about a week or two. Let this one simmer a little bit. No, man, anything you do is great. I'm a huge fan. And when someone tweeted me and said that you had put me up on your site, I freaked out. That's awesome.
Oh, no. I was joking. If I tell my crew to do something, that's guaranteed it's not going to happen. So it's not going to happen. I mean, if I said, do not go out and duplicate that, then it's guaranteed to be everywhere. I'm being sarcastic. Well, yeah. Maybe I'm not. Anyways, we'll be right back. I'm going to talk more about some of the things that Tom Mabe is doing, and then we're going to come back with a guest in studio.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. The third hour is coming up, and for about 30 minutes of that hour, we're going to have in studio Jhené Girard, who's one of the main plaintiffs on the lawsuit against the Idaho-based company that patented the genes for breast cancer and then wanted people to pay $4,000 or more to get the test that was based on their genes. And the Supreme Court rightly overthrew that, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean, that will destroy progress. And, you know, you can't patent what someone already owns. It's like patenting the wheel. You can patent a certain type of wheel or a wheel patch or a wheel plug, but you can't patent the wheel. Or there'd be one wheel and that was it. So we're going to be breaking that down with her in studio. I got a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. Suspicious deaths of journalists. Fox commentator paid $50,000 to tout stock. Let's put our guest YouTube up there because it is just amazingly funny and provocative. YouTube.com/Mabe, M-A-B-E, in America. And that's up on screen. And there's just so much hilarious stuff up there. And I've invited him, whenever he feels like it, to be a contributor on InfoWars Nightly News to play excerpts of what he's done and then direct people to his site. Because I'm a big fan of what he does. I'm a fan of what Mark Dice does. You illustrate absurdity, as Rush Limbaugh likes to say, by being absurd and showing how absurd society has gotten. That doesn't mean I agree with everything Rush Limbaugh says, but I agree with him on that. We have to really show how crazy society's gotten and get people out of their trance. Let me ask you this question. Tom, do you think humanity's going to make it? Or what type of clashes do you see coming up in the future? What would you like to impart in closing to our viewers and listeners?
Wow. What do I think humanity is in store? You know, who knows? You know, I'm already pulling my kids out of public schools. I'm already pulling them out of private schools. I'm afraid what the future holds. You know, I hate to be this big conspiracy guy, but I'm taking money out of the bank. I'm hiding it in places. I worry about the economy. I worry about our country a lot.
You don't trust the foreign banks that run the government that steal $85 billion a month publicly?
No, I'm one of those weird ones that just don't trust them, man.
I bet you think the NSA is spying on you without warrants. You know, how are they going to survive politically when they said none of this existed and now it's all out in the open?
You know, I think that's what scares me. But you ask me what I'm worried about. I'm worried that we can have proof, we can have video of an NSA guy, you know, spying on you, and still people will forget about it because it's going to be, they're going to pull another story or another war or something to distract from the truth. And that's what scares me, that people will not wake up. Wake up. You know, the Federal Reserve is not a Federal Reserve at all. They are spying on you, this and that. And we just want to ignore it and buy our minivans and just keep on going. That scares me.
I agree with you. I think humanity is going to make it, but I think we're going to go through some serious pain.
I mean, I think we're going to make it, too. But, I mean, I can tell a big difference between now and just 5 years ago.
So. I agree. But in the negative and the positive, it's like the best of times, worst of times.
Yeah. I can see that. You know, I guess being a dad and I just worry about the future and security. That's the biggest thing. And I'm fortunate enough to work quite a bit. I've been very lucky to be self-employed. But I worry about, you know, am I going to have to create a career for my kids? Are they going to be okay? I mean, even if they get their college
degree. Exactly. No. It's once you have kids, it really makes you care about the future of humanity and the world they're going to live in. I don't know why all these people like Jamie Dimon can cheat the whole world. And he has kids. I don't know what he's not going to get away with it.
Yeah, their residual is going to hurt him huge time dividends down the road.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're really impressed with your work. And again, if people want to visit the YouTube channel, we're going to link it up on Infowars.com. It's Mabe in America, TomMabe.com. Tom, thank you so much for the time. Great job.
Thank you so much, Alex. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, the story just went up on Infowars.com. You saw MSNBC a few months ago say in promos, your children belong to the government and the state. You've seen the California argue in federal courts that parents, period, should not be the guardians. It's the state now and all the perverts that work at the state. New Jersey Supreme Court. State can seek custody of a child without evidence of abuse. Look at that ruling. New Jersey has got so many good people and listeners there. We have just massive listenership, but I just see more evil and more bizarreness and more corruption out of New Jersey. I mean, it is a government. Well, it's not an armpit. It's something worse. It's a government rear end where they just crap all over everybody. I'm sorry, but that's what they're doing. And it says the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled this week that authorities, not servants, they're the authorities. We do it all for your safety. Can seek custody of a child even where there is no evidence of abuse or neglect. My goodness. And in Germany, they're taking the kids of homeschoolers and Christians. I had lunch or breakfast with people from Denmark, and I looked up their case. It's a famous case. In fact, I've got their cards somewhere. I meant to get them on. And they're Christians that tried to homeschool, so they called them terrorists and took a bunch of their kids. I mean, it's just the state is a cult. It's a cult, man. We're all in danger. The case involved a divorced Camden County mother of 9-year-old twins. 2007, she asked New Jersey to visit Child Protective Services for help, claiming she was unable to care for the girls who had psychological and developmental difficulties and needed to be placed in residential care. Yeah, your kids are so damaged from all the chemicals and biologicals in the food and water, you just give them to the state. And in the future, they're going to euthanize them. That's what they're moving for. By the way, you think I'm kidding. That's on record, the plan. You can turn them over the division for help, but it may come with a cost, says Diane Austin, Executive Director of Statewide Parent Advocacy. And it goes on to say that now the state will take them whenever they want. It could end with an award of custody to the division for at least 6 months, maybe even longer. And it just goes on. They're saying there doesn't need to be any evidence you're a bad parent. The state wants your kids. But the ruling can be used against people that don't want their kids taken, the article goes on. And it's just going to get worse and worse. People go, but that's tyranny. That's right. You don't stand up, the worst people get in charge, and then they get replaced with people that are even more vicious and wicked and twisted and inventing new evils. They run around continually inventing new forms of wickedness. There's a Bible verse. Will you guys search the Bible verse? It's a Bible verse inventing new forms of evil, or running around continually inventing new forms of wickedness. I want the exact quote. Thanks. Let's go to a clip of the MSNBC promo that they ran hundreds of times and are still running, saying your kids belong to them.
We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
And the idea is, hey, don't take care of your kids, we will. Hey, most of your kids got neurological disorders? We're not going to ask why that happened. We did it to them. We're going to take them from you. And now they're saying kill kids up to age 3 if they're autistic. That's the Journal of Bioethics. Slanderers, God haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. And put that back up for me. I'm going to give the verse. Romans 1:30, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the New International Version. Where's the King James? King James always says it best. But there you go, my friends. There you go. Backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Why not just get rid of the parents? The state comes to your kids and says, hey, little kid, we'll be your friend. The kids always beg later, then it's too late.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Another plane just hit.
State of mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind the movie at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love isn't lead for the freeway. It's fashion will ride.
Well, Harvard has come out and said, guess what? It's causing art autism in a big national decade-long study. It's mercury. They don't say where it's coming from. They say maybe diesel fumes. Oh, maybe something they can tax, but never the mercury in the vaccines. And here's another report, technology and collective action, the effect of cell phone coverage and political violence in Africa. We're going to be breaking that down coming up. And here's a new ruling by the New Jersey Supreme Court. The CPS can take your children with no evidence of neglect or abuse. You thought it was bad that, you know, they come to your house because a neighbor saw your kids playing in the backyard. You see those cases and you invite them in and they say they see dirty plates in the sink. Of course, you go to a CPS facility. They're like abusing the children. There's dirt everywhere. They're locking them up in basements. That's okay though, but not even a dirty plate now. We just want to take your kids disappeared off with their heads, you know, for their safety. Take them away. NDAA, take you away, spy on you without warrants. Why not? It's for your safety. $85 billion a month to foreign banks. Congress is told they won't be told specifically who gets it. That doesn't sound like a heist. $85 billion a month now for a year and a half. Before it was $40 billion a month before that. That's just one way they're stealing. Last number I saw in Bloomberg was $47 trillion in banker bailouts the last 4 years. It's really 5 years, but we haven't got a number in a year. Gee, wonder why they want tyranny. $47 trillion stolen, not even our debt, but everything's fine. We're going to talk about some positive news, though, and it shows the fighting spirit of six plaintiffs. One of them is here in studio with us, who went to the Supreme Court and won the big landmark case last week, saying you can't patent genes and then block people from getting treatment with their own genes. We own our bodies. What does this mean to Monsanto trying to patent plant genes and virus RNA? This is a big victory for sanity, as Mike Adams put it, and we're going to be going over that here in a moment. But first, here is the new expanded breakdown trailer for the new film we are selling, the exclusive distributors right now, at InfoWarsStore.com, State of Mind.
InfoWarsStore.com, because there's a war on for your mind. That has been my maxim since we started InfoWars.com back in 1996, because there is a war on for all of our minds. Advertising is a basic form of propaganda, but there are dozens of other types of even more sophisticated. And most of the public is not even aware that this is happening. The new documentary film, State of Mind, is incredibly well done. It goes over the history, goes over the crimes, goes over the things that have been committed by our government and other governments, and how that system is now being deployed against us today. It is such an important documentary film, and it's vital that everyone see it so that people be aware of the fact that manipulation of our psyche is indeed going on. In fact, this film is so important. It's so key that the general public who is sleeping see it, that I'm doing something we've never done before when we offer a new film. And that is offer another free film with it. Because it's important to know who controls the brainwashing and programming system in the mainstream media. The private, globalist-controlled Federal Reserve. The animated film An American Dream documents in a compelling but also humorous fashion how the private families that control the Federal Reserve took over our world. It's key to understand that they are using the technology of mind control to dumb down and keep the general public in the dark. And that's why for a limited time, when you order State of Mind, the full-length documentary film at InfoWars.com, You will get American Dream, Fighting the Lying Liars, One Stupid Lie at a Time, absolutely free. Two films, one price, exclusively offered at InfoWars.com.
Are we choosing our own paths, our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
C.S. Lewis said, when training beats education, civilization dies.
We need to always be cognizant of, as a free society, that information can be used as a weapon.
Barrier to discovery is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge.
We are seen as nothing but biological androids.
To gain control of education in America, not for a philanthropic purpose, but to change the thinking of the American people.
From the time we're very young, we're taught to, you know, worship authority, basically, because that's our key to survival as young children.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control. From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
In the CIA, scientists could actually film people who had been surreptitiously dosed with LSD.
There's a brain entrainment process that takes place.
That gives the government free rein to create whatever story or narrative it wants to create.
Whatever the public face of something is, whatever they're talking about publicly, there's something else over here they're probably not looking at.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would fully endorse, not only endorse, but demand a war.
When you watch mainline establishment television, you are putting yourself in front of the barrel of a gun.
Discover the history, the present, and the future of mind control, psychological warfare, brainwashing. Are we controlled and manipulated? You bet.
That's mind control par excellence.
Find out how deep the rabbit hole really goes with this new groundbreaking documentary film, State of Mind. Available exclusively at InfoWars.com.
We are in an info war, and that's why I am promoting and distributing the film State of Mind. So for a limited time, when you get the new documentary film State of Mind at InfoWars.com, you will get the animated historical documentary The American Dream absolutely free. A powerful combo guaranteed to expand your awareness and wake up your friends and family. Pre-order State of Mind today, exclusively available at InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Secure this powerful tool in the fight for liberty at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you get State of Mind, you will also get the animated documentary historical film American Dream absolutely free. And you'll be supporting InfoWars.com and our media operations as we attempt to expose the globalist at a higher level. And you'll also be supporting independent filmmaking and the great work of these filmmakers. Now is the time to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Now is the time to declare war against every form of tyranny over the mind of man, as Thomas Jefferson said. Because tyranny starts in the mind, and breaking that tyranny also starts in the mind. Get this documentary today, exclusively offered at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com, because there is a war on for your mind. And speaking of a war on for your mind and taking action, Jhené Girard is a hero. She's one of the six plaintiffs in the last 2.5 year battle against some of the biggest biotech companies out there, and they're not getting money. They weren't plaintiffs for judgments. She wanted to be able to get this test for breast cancer and was unable to get it. And she has been basically the poster child, the person willing to work the hardest so that justice be served to America and the rest of the world. And last week they had the ruling, and here's the ruling right there. It's the size of a good-sized town's phone book, and her Facebook is Jhené.Girard, and Twitter, Jhené Girard, just twitter.com/Jhené Girard, and YouTube is Beyond the
booby trap, and she joins us here today. We're going to break here in a few minutes. You're in Austinite. We're honored to have you. Congratulations. It shows that justice can prevail and that all is not lost. Now, tell people in a nutshell about the case and about the ruling.
Well, basically, this happened just recently. And, in the Supreme Court, this case went all the way up from federal to the Supreme Court. What that means, is that, women everywhere will now be able to get the BRCA1 and BRCA2 breast cancer test, and it won't cost $3,600. They believe that now the monopoly is broken, the test will drop to about $150. So, now Myriad is prevented from actually owning a part of the body. So what that means for the whole U.S. is that all the other companies that were getting ready to patent genes, which was about 22 in the queue, those biotech companies can't patent other parts of the body that revolve around hearing loss, MLS, eyesight. So there are a bunch of medical.
Yeah, they could patent a treatment, but you can't patent the body.
That's right, but they did. So this overturns that.
Wow. It's like Monsanto's told companies, okay, you found our chemicals and things in the honeybees. You can't do a test. We own that chemical in the bee.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. One of the judges made a lot of sense when he said, you can pluck a leaf off of the tree, but it's still fundamentally part of the tree. It's the same thing. You can bring your DNA or a piece of the DNA, out of the body, but it's still part of the body.
Well, that's what Monsanto's doing is they go take corn, they change it, then it infects everything. And then when they infect your crop and then they come after you and the court rules it's okay because they own the judges. But right. This is a big deal to them too.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
This is one of the biggest Supreme Court rulings, positive ones I've ever seen in my lifetime. You've got to really feel good. When that ruling came down, what did it feel like?
I was ecstatic. I've put probably, myself and the other five plaintiffs have been a part of this, for over 2.5 years. And we had 150 friends of the court, which was a lot of medical associations and people that wanted to block, this genetic patenting. So, it was a really big deal. It was exciting to be a part of history.
Well, it's good to know there's still a little bit of justice. Let's talk about the ruling itself. I know you've gone over it and you've been inside this. Help us understand what this means on the other side. We have a real hero, folks.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Janae Girard, the really lead plaintiff of six amazing women who sued over having their genes patented and being told they couldn't test for a proclivity to develop certain types of cancer. I mean, look, I could ask a lot of questions here. All I can say is I don't get excited about being around a Hollywood star or a sports person who I'm not already, you know, into or whatever just because they're famous or something. To me, being around somebody that took action, did the right thing against the odds, and did something for humanity, that is exciting, Janae. Janae Girard, again, is just an example to us all. Where should we start? Getting into the ruling, what you went through, what happened, what this means?
I think maybe a little bit of background about, you know, what happened to me and why I took the test. You know, I was in my 30s, and basically what happened was I took the test after I was diagnosed to try to find out what my odds were. And when you get tested for the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene, if you test positive for BRCA1, you're at a higher chance of a reoccurrence for breast cancer. If you test positive for BRCA2, then that means you're at a higher risk for not only breast cancer, but ovarian cancer. So when I tested positive for BRCA2 at 38, and I was divorced and I hadn't had children, that meant that my biggest odds in my favor would be to go ahead and get a double mastectomy and my ovaries out. Well, that's why I wanted the second opinion. But Myriad Laboratory would not run the test again. They refused. And so I couldn't get a second opinion. So I had to make decisions, very, you know, life felt decisions based on that one test in my 30s. So that was a really, really big deal. There were other women in the case. One, they wouldn't accept her insurance. So she
even if you have the money, they won't take it. I mean, yeah. Exactly. It's just like how many, and then they've patented our genes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was just really hard because I was trying to make the best decisions for myself. And you know, at that time, there were other companies that were able to run the test, including Syracuse University but Myriad would slap a cease and desist order on anybody that would run that test. So, you didn't have many options. Also, what was frustrating.
Boy, do they look bad now.
Yeah. The other, terrible thing was Myriad requires you to watch a video, and that video was very forceful on, you know, scare tactics to try to get you to take the test. So literally they play this video and it's horrible. I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely a scare tactic.
And they sure lobbied to try to suppress this. I brought up Angelina Jolie to you, who I politically don't particularly like, but the larger issue is, why is breast cancer exploding? Why is there never a discussion about that? Why don't we find out what's causing it to increase? Because the genes are there, but it means when this environment changes, the proclivity goes up. Yes, part of it's genes, nature, but most of it is environment and nurture.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree that we're not, I don't think our energies are in the right direction, really. I mean, I, you know, as somebody that has people that are, you know, dying around them, you know, at young ages, it's very frustrating.
Well, it's scary. I've got daughters. I've got a wife. I've got a grandmother who opted not to age. She has breast cancer for like the last 6-7 years. It's been growing slowly. They pressure her to, you know, do that, but she looked at the numbers and talked to her older doctor and decided not to do it. But, you know, it's frightening for men because we love our women. Sure. And no, you look at the graph, it's going straight up. My daughters, knock on wood, if we don't find out what's doing this, it's the glyphosate. So what do you think is increasing the breast cancer?
I think it's a number of things. I mean, our environment and just our food sources. There's so many different things, sedimentary lifestyle. It's a number of things.
Growth hormone in the food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, bisphenol A, estrogen mimickers.
Oh yeah, big time. I think that the top version of tumors is ER positive, over 88%, I believe now. So that's all estrogen driven. So
yeah, when girls are going into puberty at 7, it's going to accelerate the aging of the sexual organs. I mean, it's.
Well, we had over 219,000 women diagnosed last year with breast cancer total. So, I mean, that's a huge number.
Yeah, I was looking. It's like up 3,000% in the last 50 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, let's never discuss why it's up, though.
I know.
So my issue is I agree with women's right to have things removed if they want to. My issue is they're only pushing that option. They're not saying, let's find out what's doing it.
I really believe that Big Pharma plays a huge role in this. And that, if you look at how much the oncology drugs are, out there, I mean, some of them are over $1,000 a vial, you know, just for a 30 ml vial. And if the more and more you look at it, I mean, that's one of the most illegal imported substances over cocaine right now is illegal oncology drugs because they make more money on them. So they'll cut a vial by, you know, a third and add sodium chloride that wouldn't give the patient a reaction. And so they're bringing those across the border with a holograms that match the,
incredible. I want to talk about the court ruling with this hero on the other side, Supreme Court ruling, saying you own your genes. I mean, this is justice.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock, with InfoWars Nightly News. Broadcasting worldwide, you have found it. The tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. And I am your unapologetic host, Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to get on the march, and we are getting on the march. A couple issues. She didn't even come here to plug this, but it's one of the top breast cancer books out there, and it educates people about all this. It's off the rack. Bookstores everywhere, off the rack. And I commend her for writing that. You can follow her on Twitter at Janae Girard, twitter.com/Janae Girard, and she has links to her Facebook right there. You can obviously follow us as well. At Real Alex Jones on Twitter. We have links to our Facebook. And just throwing this in, I sell and promote what I believe in. It's a win-win-win. You vote with your dollars. The best gravity-fed filters out there, it's the water. It's the glyphosates. It's the sodium fluoride. It's the hydrofluorosilicic acid, the lead, the mercury, the radioactive isotopes. All the cancers are exploding. The autism from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 50. The water is the biggest issue. And what I use for my family and what I use when I'm on the road is the ProPure water filtration systems, and we have them discounted. We're the biggest distributor in the world of it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off with promo code WATER on the ProPure gravity fed systems. And they have the Pro One all-in-one filter that reduces the fluoride down to almost nothing and cuts out most of the other stuff. Read all the specs, InfoWarsStore.com. And like Bloomberg's like, look, he says they're poisoning the water, and then he sells water filters. Duh. I mean, I'm selling what I believe in, what I do personally. I mean, look up, just type in Harvard study fluoride. Bone cancer, soft tissue cancer, sevenfold increased bone cancer. Some of the soft tissue cancers, 15, 20-fold. Go look it up. Type in Harvard study fluoride. Yeah, there it is. Impact of fluoride on neurological development in children. Harvard. You know, we're talking 20-point IQ reductions. Read it. Read it. I'm saying take it out of the water. I'm saying stop these cities. I'm ranting. She's going to be on the nightly news tonight to really get into detail on all this. And we've got the whole Supreme Court ruling right here. You've got the floor, Janae. What are the other points people should know about where this is going, what you think's behind it, how big a deal this ruling is, what happened behind the scenes, and just how far-reaching this is? Because they say this affects Monsanto, everybody. This is a devastating victory that you've engaged in here.
It really is. It affects everybody in the country. You know, in the beginning, it was a little bit of a difficult uphill battle to educate everybody on what this was about, because no one really believed that our U.S. government allowed one company to patent a part of the body. But what this means is, because they declared it unconstitutional, that basically means that every other laboratory, every other bio company cannot basically patent a gene and make money off of it. Because it is a part of the body. So it is wide reaching. You know, if you look at Myriad, for example, they would run 100 tests a day at $3,500. and they banked all of our breast cancer genes since they've been in existence. So, I mean, how does that retard research, you know? I mean, how do we know where instances of breast cancer are popping up, you know, more frequently? It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Monsanto used that, again, to block investigations of what they're doing.
Right. Right.
Yeah, because when you patent that gene now, nobody can look at it.
That's right.
Oh, I tell you, well, talk about a cover-up. I mean,
yeah, it was.
Why do you think the Supreme Court did the right thing? They usually do the wrong thing nowadays.
Well, we had our fingers crossed. Let me tell you, I think they felt. I think they felt a lot of pressure from the science community and the medical community, especially.
And I think they want their kids to get these treatments.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Totally. So I think they were feeling a lot of pressure. And, you know, there was a Prometheus case just before this that was similar. And, so, you know, they have to follow precedents. So, you know, I just really think they're feeling a lot of pressure on this one, especially since there were about, you know, 20 to 22 genes that were in the queue to be patented. So.
And again, people go, hey, it's a free market and it's a company. And they didn't patent a treatment for something, which would be fine. We're all for, you know, funding whatever works. They are patenting your genes, my genes.
I agree with that. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. And so if they developed a system to be able to isolate a gene, you could patent that, you know, or trademark that system. That's one thing. But they were literally extracting a gene and calling it theirs. And so that's the difference.
That'd be like if somebody dug up gold and went and patented gold and said, now you can't have it. I own all the gold.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, it's asinine.
Right.
Wow. But what upset me is I've seen foreign courts and other courts had ruled they could do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad it got struck down.
Yeah. Yeah. I was extremely excited. You know, it's been an uphill battle for a lot of women. This opens up the door for more women to be able to get, you know, testing done and be able to make wise decisions based on their hereditary disposition. Mine happens to be where I have cancer that runs in my family. So that's why I got the test originally. But,
what did you decide to do after you did?
I went ahead and got a double mastectomy and I went ahead and got an oophorectomy, which is my ovaries out.
I know that's a tough decision. I can't say what I would do. You know, my only issue is I'm concerned, though, because there's a double-edged sword. There's other lobbies in big medical that are now going to use this, you know, to scare women that have had the test. Kind of like you said, their video was scary. And then, again, it'll all be about mitigating things instead of asking, because I understand that you're predisposed with the genetics, but it's other things that then turn that on and accelerate that, because people have the genetics you had before and this wasn't happening in anywhere near these numbers. So my concern is that, okay, now we say we own our genes, this is a big victory, but now they're just going to move in and make money the other way. I mean, I want to like reverse this. I don't want to find the cure, which they're never going to really find. I want to find why it's happening and stop it.
I agree with you. I'd rather do that than throw drugs at it. You know, I mean, let's figure out what's causing these issues and go after it. I mean, I've got people in my group, my breast cancer group, that are marathon runners that have been in shape and eating well all of their lives. And like, they're coming down with it, you know, in their 20s and 30s. It's a total epidemic. It's crazy.
Yeah, you could, again, there's different types of breast cancers, obviously, but 3,000% increase in the last 50 something years is a low number. I mean, some pediatric cancers are up over 10,000%.
Mm-hmm.
And kids didn't used to get cancer. Now it's epidemic. And then you go to third world countries, none of them have this in the middle of nowhere. I mean, we know it's the glyphosates literally turn on cancer. I mean, it's amazing, all the studies on that. Then you add in the fluoride and the toxins and the GMO.
Well, there's another problem, too, that people don't talk about. The doctors push the tests. So the doctors were pushing the Myriad test without any other options. So they weren't behind changing it either.
Oh, they're making money.
Yeah. So that was a big problem.
It's disgusting.
It is.
It's disgusting. I mean, my dad, you know, went to medical school, and they were told you're supposed to give a third of your services for free. There's no government involved. Mm-hmm. You just do that. And now most doctors don't do that, and then he's the type of minority doctor that does, so he has lines around the block. And then you know, he tries to get clinics and people give him discounts to help poor people. They just won't do it. It's so cold-blooded.
Yeah, it is. It is. And to think too, like a number of the women that I know that were, you know, trying to get the test run that didn't have insurance, they're sitting around waiting to try to, you know, get a grant or something like that. And I mean, that's ridiculous. You don't have time to, you know, sit around and wait when you have cancer to try to make decisions.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a move politically to destroy the stock of that company as a political protest, because, you know, that would be a good lesson to these like Bayer Pharmaceutical that knowingly had HIV and hepatitis and the factor eight, you know, hundreds of thousands of people ended up getting it and dying.
I know.
They didn't even get in trouble. I mean, these companies are sick.
Yeah.
These are sick people.
Yeah, they really are. Yep. I've had firsthand experience.
And then if there's no charity out there or no goodwill, just pure greed, then the government comes in as the charity group, but they're run by the same people.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like there's no way out. Well, you're going to go do the nightly news here, and after you walk out of this live radio show, you'll probably think, oh, I wish I would have covered that. What else do you want to impart to people?
I just want people to know that, you know, to stay aware and to, you know, to listen and really pay attention to what's going on. Because, you know, a number of people weren't paying attention to what was going on in their own medical community, and they were shocked by the Supreme Court ruling. They had no idea what was going on. And so just to really stay educated about what is going on and stay on the pulse with shows like yours, you know, that where they can see what's going on and make a difference. They can speak out and they can, you know, rustle feathers and create a ruckus. So I think that's very important. People don't need to be sheeple. They need to get out there and make a difference.
To understand the magnitude of this case, because I want to get briefly into some of the other aspects that you've talked about with the lawyers and all the hundreds of amicus briefs that were brought in by medical groups and people that really want to move things forward. If you patent a gene, you lock down all of the research around that gene and treatments and things, which, again, the insiders are still going to move to an offshore base like Singapore, which they've been doing, and only use it for themselves. But it's good to see progress went out. You know, the genie's out of the bottle. People, that's my hope. People are really going to demand progress, and that's what's going to lead us into a cleaner industrial age, you know, lead us to the stars. I mean, that's the answer, is in the stars. And that greater potential, I mean, that's what I fear, not my own physical death. I fear the death of the species or not reaching that incredible potential. I just have a dream for everybody else that's going to come after us, like my ancestors had a dream. But you have helped by taking action, one of the first people to, you know, call for this. I know you don't like to brag about yourself, but helping initiate a lot of this. If you wouldn't have done this, they would have probably gotten some bad case law and gone, this is a big deal that now we can study genes and try to help people instead of these companies locking them down for themselves. It's not even about them saying we own the gene. It's about saying nobody else can look at this. That is a war against progress.
It's a monopoly. It's a total monopoly. It's a monopoly of the human body.
That's a huge ruling.
Yeah, it is.
Have you had a chance to read it all yet?
I've read some of it. You know, I've read quite a bit of it. A lot of it's legal jargon that is a little out there, but It's pretty amazing.
I've read the synopses and talked to some of the constitutional lawyers. They say it's good.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised. I was looking for some sneakiness in there. I'm telling you, to everybody at the Supreme Court and the government, everybody else and the NSA, you're going to destroy all our futures if you don't start doing the right thing on every front. Okay? That's what we need to do, and stop letting fat cat monopoly insiders ruin our world through fraud. I'm all for profit. I'm a libertarian, but these people are the opposite of that. They are the problem.
Yeah.
What are you going to talk about on the nightly news tonight, Janae?
Well, I'd like to talk about the ruling, but I'd also like to talk a little bit about my experience and how it affected me and how it affects, you know, all women and just how excited we are and how the change is going to come down the pipeline, what that looks like.
Yeah, I don't feel like I should apologize to Angelina Jolie, but almost seeing the press coverage of her, you know, some people saying, hey, she's working, you might be working with these companies trying to make money. I never went there, but it's almost like I get mad at her because of some of the things she's done, being a warmonger in the name of peace and pushing globalist agendas. Maybe she's a useful idiot. But then I look at what it would take. I don't think it would be a lobbying or money issue, and there was no evidence of that, for her to have her breasts removed. I think that shows, with her mother dying young at 50-something, the horror a woman's going through of, you're going to probably, you know, 90% chance or whatever, get this cancer, and going and doing that.
Yeah, it's definitely fear-driven, and You know, I believe it's a very personal choice, you know, per situation, per woman to make that decision. But yeah, the fear when you've got multiple, you know, people in your family that have been diagnosed, it's pretty scary because sometimes you can live day to day just, you know, dreading. Some people, decide to get more, proactive about getting their, you know, tests, like their mammography and things like that. And then some people just say,
well, that's been linked to causing it too.
Some people just say, hey, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with the fear, and this will reduce my, you know, my chances by a significant amount.
You said that they fear mongered, you know, in that video that they make you watch before you get the test. Knowing what you know now, would your decisions have been any different now?
Probably not. I'm pretty confident in the decisions that I made.
Yep. I tell you, again, my wife's mother had breast cancer and she's got it in her family. And it really is horrifying. It's like a grim reaper hanging over your head that, you know, and again, it's happening to men with testicular cancer, other things. Mm-hmm. And everybody's just dying and getting sick. I mean, here's the deal. I've got all the documents. They're doing this on purpose. Let me just give you the big inside scoop. And it's slow genocide. If the Nazis mowed somebody down, people learn to resist. But if it's slow and then they make money in the whole Rockefeller medical system off sucking it out of you during the process, this is how they're taking over society. And I'm sure you've heard about the medical experiments, the secret stuff the government's done. You know, there's some well-known stuff I talk about. Atomic soldiers, foster kids getting radiated, black men syphilis, Tuskegee. But that's nothing. I mean, those are horrible cases, but nothing compared to larger programs. Mm-hmm. Like they ordered 220-something chemical weapons dumps blown up in Iraq and told everybody, take your mask off, because they knew the detectors were going to go off because they couldn't control the bureaucracy of the army, but they still ordered it and tell them, oh, it's a false alarm. And then some numbers are 50-plus thousand troops have died from it. They've done autopsies. It's nerve gas. Mm-hmm. Now, why would they want to do that to our troops? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, why would they say, take your mask off? Why would they tell them it's safe around the World Trade Center? You know, don't worry, don't wear a breathing apparatus. Of course, I wouldn't believe the government. I said at the time, I said, send to a local church respirators day one. People were like, oh, shut up. Government says we don't need it. Why would they tell the firefighters and police it was safe? Because there's too many of us, you see. They see us as roaches. And I say, they're the roaches. They're the roaches that would act like this and do this to people. And I know what they're doing. And we've just got to get over the point and realize that pediatric cancer did not exist. It was like they'd fly doctors all over the country to find a kid with cancer in the 50s. Yeah. It's everywhere now.
Well, and I think what people don't understand, instead of calling people survivors, I call them veterans. Because the stuff that we go through is like war. I mean, surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, they poison you within 1/8 of your body weight of death. You know, it's like, I mean, the stuff that we go through, it's like it's unbelievable that we even have, you know, are able to live, you know, mentally what we go through.
How about we bring them to justice? I have a book over there called Eco-Science by the White House Science Art. Do you know what it says in there?
Mm-mm.
It says, let's put stuff in the water to reduce population and sterilize people.
Oh, gosh.
See, he's not a very nice person. That's what I'm saying. We have to get to the next level of horror. We have to admit this program of soft kill is going on. And then they also just don't care. Other bad stuff going on, they just let it happen. Like our government has thrown over 100 nuclear reactors in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Georgia and Alabama. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they just throw reactors in the ocean. They're crazy people. You're going on the nightly news. Jhené Girard, you're a hero. Thank you for having the courage to fight. And it paid off. You're an example to us all.
Thank you so much.
Final segment straight ahead with my review of the new Matt Damon technocratic dystopian film, Elysium.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells, to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. 1-800-960-9553.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones writer, Michael Hastings,
and put him in control.
Told the Pentagon he was going to do a puff piece. He didn't. He died in a car wreck, 33 years old. I'm sure there's no foul play. And I'm sure if anything happens to any other whistleblowers or people, it's no foul play. I'm sure if something happens to Edward Snowden, it's no big deal. Because the government cares about us all. They're real good people. Diet injections and injunctions will reduce us down to the state of sheep. And a revolt of the plebs would be as unthinkable as a revolt of the sheep against the practice of eating mutton, which is adult sheep. Wow, Ron Paul dropped some bombshells on air with us earlier today. That interview will be in the rebroadcast, the streams at Infowars.com/show. You can find the free podcast, the free downloads of the iPhone and Droid apps. Please send out to your friends and family that link, Infowars.com/show. And sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter. If you want to have all sorts of important alerts and updates sent to you. I'm not going to get a long thing on this yet with Elysium. But this is the type of thing the globalists plan to set up. And it's a future where a technocratic elite via robots and drones control and dominate the general population. And they've got the new 3-minute trailer out. Paul Watson did an article, new Matt Damon movie reveals mankind's transhumanist destiny. The full article and trailer up on Infowars.com. Elysium, the super elite, centralizes technology process to achieve utopia for them, enslavement for us. And Matt Damon basically has been in a prison, then he gets put in a robot factory, and there's a radiation leak. He's going to die, so he decides to merge with the machines to try to get into Elysium. And it's about everybody wanting life extension technology that only the elite have. And this will be the story of the future by the makers of District 8. Let's start it from the beginning. Let's go ahead and roll part of this trailer for everybody, but the full video and trailer are up on Infowars.com. Here it is.
You can save everyone.
Max DeCoster, 36 years old. Violation today at bus stop 34B.
What's in the bag?
Hair products, mostly.
Robots.
I'm just gonna
robot
hey,
police.
Just going to work.
Beating.
Thank you, citizen.
No, thank you.
Immediate extension of parole duration by a further.
Wait, what? No.
Elevation in heart rate detected. Wouldn't you like a pill?
No, I am okay. Thank you.
Are you being sarcastic and or abusive?
Negative.
It won't be the year 2154. This is 25 years away. As the singularity accelerates. But it won't be off-world bases.
Oh, hello, madam.
It's command bases on Earth by national security grids. This is the official plan in your face. The question is it revelation of the method?
Removed.
Your cancer's 100% clear.
Three undocumented ships are approaching Elysium airspace.
Shoot them down.
They're not going to let it get to this, though. They're going to release bioweapons to kill us first.
You still stealing cars?
No. Since I got out, I've been trying to live a normal life.
Used to be a legend, and now what?
Rosa 34!
Humans building the robots that enslave them. He gets radiated. Robot comes in and gives him suicide pills.
In 5 days' time, you will die. Thank you for your service.
They can fix it on Elysium, man.
Max, I think I can help get you up there.
Hey, bring down the boom saw!
We can stop this future if we want to, but you're going to have to face the truth. It's the only way.
What did you do to me?
And there's a major debate within the elite going on right now whether they're going to kill everybody.
They're a whole system.
That's it. See you on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Back tomorrow live. Great job to the entire crew and to you, the listeners. Support the InfoWar. We're doing the best we can, and we're the best there is.